Zondervan presents Help, I Can't Stop Laughing by Anne Spangler, read by Connie Wetzel. Preface. James Langston Hughes, a noted African-American poet, once commented, "Like a welcome summer rain, humor may suddenly cleanse and cool the earth, the air, and you." Of course, he is describing the kind of humor that is neither mean-spirited nor cynical, the kind Sherry and I have done our best to include between the covers of this book. By sharing some of our favorite stories, one-liners, and jokes, we hope to offer you a source of continual refreshment in the midst of life's struggles and stresses. Like the person who wisely advised that every survival kit should include a sense of humor, Sherry and I hope you will consider Help, I Can't Stop Laughing an essential tool in your own survival kit. Some of the funniest stories we have come across are the true life tales people tell on themselves, life's most embarrassing moments that provoke laughter for years to come. We hope that as you read these, you will give in to the temptation to laugh at yourself from time to time, and that you will become comfortable regaling friends and family members with your own set of life's most embarrassing moments. While we were working on the book, I confessed to having my fill of embarrassing moments. Of these, one in particular stands out. It happened one day when I decided to ease my stress level by indulging in a massage. After 60 minutes of being kneaded, pummeled, and stroked, I felt a tremendous sense of relief and peace. All was well with my world, at least for the next couple of hours. To top it off, I felt a surge of confidence when my therapist, at the end of the massage, inquired whether I might be a swimmer. Concluding that she must have deduced this information from working on my well-toned muscles, I proudly responded that, yes, I kept fit by swimming 2 or 3 times a week. I knew it.